It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
And yes, we're back. Happy Saturday. Happy eating. Happy drinking. We're coming to you from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. Our producer in the control room is Matt Grover. Thank you, Matt. Website for our show is foodtalkstl.com. We're on Twitter at foodtalkstl. Also on Facebook, email for the show is foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. And for listening to the show, if you're in a fringe area, try kfns.com. And I recently downloaded the TuneIn radio app for my phone. And, you know, you can listen to radio stations all over the country and the world. You can even listen to the St. Louis Police Scanner if you want to get that, or St. Louis County. But you can also get a nice clear feed of 590 The Fan KFNS. A couple of quick notes before we start talking to folks here on the show. Highway 61 Roadhouse on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri this coming Monday night, the 10th. That's at 9 p.m. on Food Network. Centennial Beer Festival, date set 2013 at Mulan on Shoto, Friday and Saturday, Feb 22nd and 23rd. Tickets on sale now. Full disclosure, I'm doing some PR work for those folks, so I'm happy to tell you that the beer dinner is going to be Friday night, the beer tasting sessions on Saturday afternoon and evening, and again, ticket information at centennialbeerfestival.com. And I was in that area on Thursday night at Mulan for the standing partnership PR firm Benetwit for United Way. And thanks to Melissa and Ashlyn and Christy from Standing. It was a great event. A couple of quick notes here. Movies, Playing for Keeps. It's a movie about a kid's soccer team and a kid's soccer coach, but you can't take kids to see it because it's rated PG-13. It's for soccer moms, actually. It's a romantic comedy with Gerard Butler and Catherine Zeta-Jones and Jessica Biel, Judy Greer, is that her name? Yeah, it's a nice little, sweet little movie there. There are a lot of great films, though, in the pipeline coming within the next couple of weeks, including The Hobbit, Les Miserables, Zero Dark Thirty, This Is 40, Django Unchained, and more. Some quick items worth mentioning. These were posted on our Twitter feed at Food Talk STL. Alcoholic beverage sales in restaurants up 5%. That's a significant gain from 2010 to 2011, in part attributed to the recovery, and also the focus on matching beverages to food. One of the ideas up for vote at rallystl.org is a beer museum at the old Limp Brewery complex. That URL again, rallystl.org. A lot of good ideas there. CNBC reports that one-third of holiday shoppers plan to give restaurant gift cards as presents. And I think one of the reasons is you can get all these chain gift cards out at Walgreens for Cracker Barrel and Applebee's and all the Darden restaurants. Many places in town, these will be independent restaurants offering deals where you buy a $50 gift card and they'll give you a $10 gift card. And let's see, one more thing here before we bring along Matt Sorrell. This is Pete Wells. He's the food critic for the New York Times, and somebody asked him a question, one of his readers. Are we taking food culture way too seriously? Are we making too much about it? And his reply was, it's easy to mock people who take anything too seriously. That's why mockery was invented. And I know I've done plenty of mockery in my media career. But when the mockery ends, he writes, the pieces I've read eventually grow indignant at the very idea that people care about something as insignificant as pleasure. Pleasure is only insignificant if you're not having any. And I've started to suspect that people who write these critiques are just upset because somebody else is having too much fun. And I'm thinking of the country hit from the mid-90s by Daryl Singletary. Too much fun? What's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, I ain't never had too much fun. All right, now, on to the show. It's 590 The Fan, KFNS, and now I'd like to welcome my first guest. It's Matt Sorrell. Good morning, buddy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And were you aware that liquor sales had gone up in, or booze, alcoholic beverages had gone up that much in restaurants in a year?
No, I hadn't. It makes sense because of the recovery, but also, I mean, the good thing about booze sales is, you know, if times are tough, people like to drink, and if times are good, people like to celebrate. So,
and you are kind of a cocktail, would you call yourself a consultant? What's the job?
Sure, that's as good a term as any.
I can follow you on Twitter at @Matt_Sorrell, Sorrell, or at Cocktails, R-A-R-E, Go.
Right.
And how did you come up with that name?
Actually, it's a play on an old 1960s sci-fi TV series. They always said, Thunderbirds are go. And just kind of appropriated that.
Well, the reason I wanted to have you on the show first is you've got a great feature. It's in Feast Magazine. I know I said on Facebook that it was in Sauce, and pardon me for getting Sauce and Feast mixed up.
I'm sure no one is upset.
As I told you, people get radio personalities confused, TV stations,
sure,
radio stations, and such as that. And honestly, you know, it's good to have a direct competitor. I wrote on my PR blog something about rivalries the other day, and you know, when I worked at a country radio station, it was always good to have the other country station because one makes the other better.
Absolutely.
And it's like if you've got KFC over here and churches across the street, they play off of each other. You know, in South County on Tesson Ferry, you've got AutoZone over here, you've got mm-hmm. O'Reilly's over there, and so it kind of keeps everybody on their game. Okay, so but yours is in Feast, and you have something in the front of the mag, and in the back, the thing from 11-11 with the dessert.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm not a, like I said in the piece, I'm not a huge chocolate person. I can kind of sometimes take it or leave it, but when I need chocolate, that's a really good go-to dessert.
Okay, but what I wanted to have you on the show for mm-hmm. is to talk about Christmas parties. A lot of people are, in fact, I'm going to one tonight. People are having them this weekend, the next couple of weekends. And sometimes you invite people to your parties, and you have a mix of neighbors, family, friends, coworkers, people from church, maybe some parents you know from your kid's school. And so you're having this mix of people, and typically you get, you know some guys are going to drink beer, and you get some Bud Light, and you maybe get some craft beer. And, you know, women maybe will drink wine, and you get some red and some white. But in terms of cocktails and alcoholic beverages, let's say I'm going to have 40 or 50 people to my house. Give me a start here. What should I buy? How much should I spend? Should I buy the cheap stuff? Should I buy the pricey stuff? Does it matter when you mix it all together?
Well, it definitely matters, but price doesn't always equal quality. I mean, there's some really good spirits that are, you know, really reasonably priced. There's some really great spirits that are like over the top in price. So I would say, like, if I was going to bring something to a party for someone, you know, I'd try to get something that's moderately priced, but good quality. And if I'm planning it at home, what I would probably do is look into something like doing punches
mm-hmm.
or doing some bottled cocktails where you just do everything ahead of time. So you're not sitting there, you know, shaking and stirring all night and not mingling with your guests.
And bottled cocktails, this is where it's pre-mixed with the mixer and the booze in there together.
Right. What you would do is, you know, you just make your cocktail. Get one of those self-sealing bottles. You can get them at Crate and Barrel or Container Store. Then you just mix up, you know, a big batch of whatever cocktail you prefer and put it in there and chill it. And then when you take it out, all you have to do is maybe shake it a little bit, stir a little bit. In fact, some cocktails, you can just do it in the bottle, leave it out, and have your guests pour it. That's a trick that Ted Kilgore told me that I really, really like. Just leave it out, leave some glasses out, and say, there's a bottle of Negroni, here's a bottle of, you know, Whiskey Sours, and, you know, knock yourself out.
Okay, now, when you're stocking, though, your kitchen or your bar, or if you've got a wet bar down in the basement, which so many houses that were built in the last 20 or 30 years, especially in the burbs, do have the wet bars downstairs, and you're bringing these folks in, is it different let's say if you've got a bunch of 20-somethings coming or 30-somethings, or if you've got, you know, people getting into their geezerly ages, you know, I've got grandma and grandpa coming, and, you know, they just drink martinis and Manhattans. Do you purchase differently for different crowds? Do you get more vodka if you got younger people coming? Or,
you know, I really don't think so. I mean, not based on age. I think it's, you know, you really need to look at, like, your guesses, you know, individually what their tastes are, because I know some 20-somethings who are, like, huge aficionados of, like, really nice scotches, and I know some people in their 60s who drink wedding cake vodka. So, I mean, you really have to know, you know, you really can't differentiate by age, I don't think.
So if you want to get just that general thing,
mm-hmm.
And let's say I'm going out and I've got 40 or 50 people coming tonight,
mm-hmm.
do I go to Sam's Club and buy the Mondo size of gin and the Mondo size of vodka? Or,
well, I mean, as long as the Mondo size is like a decent gin or a decent vodka, you don't want to get, like, you know, the, you know, your generic, you know, six black dots and says vodka on it.
No.
Yeah. But no, I mean, if it's a good quality, sure. The thing about spirits is that they're not going to go bad. Just, you know, you might get some evaporation if you don't seal them up right. So, I mean, yeah, get a liter and a half bottle if you can get it, and, you know, just keep the cap on it.
Okay, this is Food Talk STL. If you're just punching by and saying, what is this show? Who are these people? It's 590 The Fan, KFNS. We are a sports talk station, Monday through Friday. We have some specialty programming on the weekend, including our show, Food Talk STL. My name is David Craig. My guest is Matt Sorrell. And you said something about if you bring a bottle to a party, and this is, I guess, more kind of a personal etiquette protocols sort of thing. If I'm, say, the party I'm going to tonight, if I decide to bring a bottle of wine and I say, I really like these folks, I'm going to go out and spend a lot of money and it's really good wine, and I hand it to the host or hostess, did they say, oh, this is good stuff, I'm going to go put it away and drink it another time, or should they put it out on the counter to share?
Well, that's, I mean, obviously it's going to be up to the host, but I will say that if you do that, be prepared that it is going to be served that night. I was at working a party recently where some people were bringing really nice bottles of scotches and wines, and the host said, please open these up and serve them. And some lady came up and was actually asking for a glass of red wine, and we gave her a glass of red wine. She said, that's the stuff I brought. And she was quite taken aback by that. So so just be prepared that it could end up being served that night. So, yeah.
And there's an alcoholic product that I've encountered a few times this year, and actually I'd never heard of it until Kevin O'Leary down at O'Leary's on Lindbergh showed it to me back in March. And I guess it's a pretty popular drink that people buy at liquor stores and schnooks and stuff, called rum chata.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of rum chata, Matt?
I'm not a big fan. It's just, you know, palate wise, it's not really my thing. It's a little sweet for me personally. And I've never, you know, in all fairness, I've tasted it by itself. I've never really tried any cocktails or anything that it's been used in. But yeah, it's definitely a big trendy thing to drink around town right now.
What is the most you've paid for a cocktail in an establishment in St. Louis, offhand, that you can recall?
Probably about $15.
Wow. And was it because it had higher alcoholic content or the artistry of the making?
It was probably a combination of, yeah, the artistry of making it and also just the quality of spirits that were in there. Because, you know, there's a lot of times you can go to a really nice cocktail establishment around in St. Louis, and, you know, you'll pay $10 for a cocktail. Well, if you were going to buy a bottle of everything that was in that cocktail, you'd probably, you know, spending $100.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it's just the quality of spirits that are in there too. But yeah, but it's not something that everybody can do. So, you know, you are paying for, you know, a quality bartender to really make you a good drink.
And you're talking about one of the superstar bartenders in town. You go to a place and you've got a really bartender with a reputation there. What is the number of ingredients? You know, at what point do you say, okay, that's just too much? You got eight things in there. That's too much. Because some of the recipes that you see,
yeah,
have a lot of stuff in them.
Well, and sometimes, you know, sometimes that's a matter of ego. It's like, how much can I put in here? and sometimes it's a matter of taste. I mean, somebody who really knows what they're doing can use that many ingredients, and you can get a benefit from each one of those ingredients. But personally, I think any more than like three or four, and you're starting to get into, like, you know, geeky territory that, you know, your return on investment is going to be lower, let's say.
Let's mention the article that's in the new issue of Feast magazine. on stocking a bar, and this is almost like it's like a clip and save kind of thing that it's pretty much an evergreen sort of piece that people can use not just for the holidays but in the future. And maybe if you have your wet bar that you're going to finish out during 2013 and you want to put a hard liquor supply in there. And by the way, is it okay to, everybody uses the term spirits, is it okay to say hard liquor?
Oh, yeah, hard liquor, booze, sure.
Okay, good, because, you know, sometimes people say, ooh. All right, so you're stocking your bar with hard liquor and implements and tools. Mention a little bit about the feast item for people who haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, what we did is we really had pretty in-depth and broke down a lot of the basics that everybody should have just on hand, and then sort of ramped up a little bit and said, if you want to go to the next step and, you know, spend a little bit more money or get a little bit more involved in what you're doing, you know, here's what you should buy. We did that with bar tools and as well as different types of spirits. So, you know, the good basic stuff to have, and then if you really want to, you know, get fancy, you know, do this.
Martini, shaken or stirred? What's your...
Stirred.
Okay. Ah! Good deal. So you go the non-Bond way there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think James Bond did a lot to bring the martini down personally.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Seriously, in what way?
Well, because he drank a vodka martini.
Okay.
Or he drank what was called a Vesper, which is half gin, half vodka. But a true martini is gin. Gin, dry vermouth, maybe some orange bitters, stirred with ice.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I never got into all of the details. It was just like, you know, in Skyfall,
he's drinking Heineken in Skyfall, too. So.
That's right. That's right, as a matter of fact. Okay, holiday parties. If you go, do you prefer the cocktail wieners or the Swedish meatballs? Just personal preference here, Matt.
Oh, cocktail wieners.
And do you match cocktails to those cocktail wieners?
I mean, I think, you know, it depends on what the good cocktail wiener and a good Manhattan. I think it's a great pairing.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I appreciate that. Hey, thank you very much for stopping in.
Absolutely.
If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
Best way would be either by email, and it'd probably be Matt, M-A-T-T, at M-A-T-T-S-O-R-R-E-L-L.com.
Good deal. And you're consulting with restaurants, with individuals, with private parties and such as that.
Right.
Okay. Hey, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
I always appreciate having you on the show. That's Matt Sorrell. I'm David Craig. We're going to come back in a moment. We've got the Kelly twins who did their radio show over on KTRS for years doing a food show, and looking forward to visiting with them here in just a moment.